Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's time for the fantastic four-way parlay. We do it for Thursday Night Football. It just happens to be Bills Dolphins tonight, so let's do it. Jeremy White, Sneaky Joe DiBiase, Owen Parker, and Cali Joe. His name is Cali
Joe.
We're calling him Cali Joe. We don't have to do that. We can call you anything you want, really. We used to call morning show producer Dan Hager Stovetop. Everyone called him Stovetop.
My Stovetop.
Nobody called him Stovetop. Because he voted out Stovetop stuffing at the Thanksgiving Survivor 100 years ago. Stovetop. What's your best... The friend you have with the best nickname that everybody calls them that nickname. What's the nickname? I had a friend in college we all called Coach, and we still call Coach.
That's pretty good.
Coach.
Having a coach is a good... It's a good guy to have.
He was an unathletic kid that didn't want to play sports, but wanted to hang out with our like intramural basketball and football team, so he was our coach.
Everybody called him Coach.
Yeah, Coach, good name.
I got a buddy that we always used to call Scoob. His last name's Suda, but
Scoob's
Scoob,
good.
He would, Scoob. He kind of would figure stuff out. That's a good one.
Oh, wow, he's a detective.
I would not quite go that far.
Okay.
He went to Cornell, so.
I have a group of friends where since high school I've been known as Pesci. Does that work?
All right.
I don't want to pick myself, but. That's the nickname.
It's better than picking your own nickname.
Yeah, I didn't pick it. I mean, I earned it, but I didn't.
Right.
Yeah, I was a psychopath in hockey a while ago. Not proud of it. What's a good?
We have one friend in my group just called Chonk. Was a bigger guy, now slimmer. So the nickname still sticks, though. You know,
that's pretty good.
Well, let's put together this fantastic four-way parlay ahead of Bills Dolphins. You three go first, and then I will just. Decide whether or not I'm adding Jackson Hawes' last touchdown on top of it, because I got a feeling.
For reference, so. Joe is 2-0.
Yeah,
Sneaky Joe.
I'm 1-1.
You're 1-1. I'm 0-2.
I'm undetermined. Right.
Josh, former morning show producer Josh, was 0-2.
He was also 0-2.
We look to turn that around.
Yes, we do.
Yes. All right, who wants it first?
Owen, lead us off.
All right, I am gonna do. Just a straight Josh Allen over 250 yards tonight. I just
pass.
I don't want to go too high on that number because I feel like he might just come out if they're killing them. But I think they can throw all over this team, and he likes to do that against them.
Okay.
So I'm gonna.
You might need the Dolphins offense to put some points up in order for that to happen. Josh Allen over 250. I've got that at +116. Joe,
I was gonna go for the Devin Achan. Over on receptions.
Okay.
But the number.
He's
5.5.
Yeah. Right.
That's a crazy number. I'm not doing that. I am going to go with a guy who had a couple of drops in week one, but he's got 7 targets through 2 games and not even playing in a full quarter of those 2 games. Dawson Knox over on receptions is only 1.5. So I got a couple of play actions. I'm going to go Knox to record 2 or more catches, so over 1.5.
Okay, so player receptions.
Dawson Knox over 1.5.
Over 1.5.
I would go Achan, but just 5.5 is such a high number.
I was looking at some Achan props, too, and his yards are crazy, too.
I guess they're just totally expecting dump-offs.
Money.
Okay. Joe, Callie?
I really like Josh Palmer, 40-plus receiving yards and the alternate receiving yards and receiver props in the same game parlay. I think against a weak Miami secondary, if Allen is going to be throwing the ball, mm-hmm. Palmer has some big opportunity. He was the leading receiver last week, technically, so and Allen wasn't even that active in the game. So yep. if right. Allen can really get going, I have a good feeling about it.
Plus 116 on Josh Palmer, 40 yards or more. Okay? Now, for the fourth leg, I just want to say, what do I get this to if I add Jackson Hawes' last touchdown? Oh, the line has moved.
Oh.
Just from talking about it.
Yes. It's down to plus 8,000. Somebody heard the hunch and went for it.
Wow.
If we add this in, $10 wins $3,665. If we add that in.
We could throw a hell of a party for the Guinness breaking the world record for longest flip cup game.
We could.
This is a heavy Josh Allen game. It's an everybody eats game. We've got Knox, Palmer, and Hawes all right. in it.
Yeah. And Allen, right?
We're keeping stats over here. Owen's keeping stats like 0-1, 0-2. Right. I pick a plus 8,000. It's going to hang as a loss on my card. That's tough.
I mean, it's a parlay.
Can put an asterisk on it for the rest of the year.
I feel like I...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I should get something from Miami in this game.
Well, the game script we have so far
is a lot of Bills. And the Dolphins are going to need to put some points on the board to do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess I should bet the over. Because the Bills have all this. The over.
Over's a big number.
It's 49.5. But in what world are the Bills going under points and getting 250 and Knox and Palmer?
Unless you believe Miami's not scoring 20.
Anything. Right.
Right.
Which is possible.
It definitely is possible.
Like week right. one, the Colts had the best offensive day ever, and it didn't go over because the Dolphins couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But is that likely? It's probably not likely.
Probably not.
All right, you know what? I just want to juice it up a lot. Like Keon Coleman, 2 touchdowns. You want Keon Coleman?
You can do your Jackson Hawes.
Hawes' last touchdown?
Yeah.
I'll ride with it.
Yeah. Specifically, last touchdown.
Last touchdown. You know what's going to be great?
He's going to score the first touchdown?
Yes, and then we're like, field goals, baby, come on.
Right.
Let's go red zone defense. Get that red zone defense.
Right, the whole game we'll be rooting for no touchdowns.
Yeah, or you just have to get another one. All right, you know what? We're doing it. Jackson Hawes, last touchdown. We're doing it.
Crazy.
If we hit this parlay,
we're playing to win. We're playing to win. If we hit this parlay, we're doing tomorrow's show from Miami.
Yeah.
All right. That's a fantastic four-way parlay. YOLO. Dominic and Clarence. Hey, Dominic, good morning.
Good morning, guys. First off, I moved back from Vegas back to Buffalo a couple months ago and was listening to you guys on the radio, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's Joe from BNY. So, Joe, super, super happy you're on the morning show, bud. You guys are doing a great job.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say, too, I got a buddy that works in broadcasting, and he was telling me this is the first time – this game tonight that the Bills are going to be on the Cosm, which is like the sphere watching for sports. They have special games on there. So if you're going to the game, you're probably going to see like a bunch of cinematic cameras like mounted all over the place. So it's going to be pretty.
Cool. So you're talking about that bar that where you sit in it and it looks like you're in the stadium.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, that's it.
I've never. Have you been to one of those? Because they look amazing, of course.
I have. They're really cool. It's like it is like you're at the game, although I will say the price to go there is definitely not worth it. You might as well just go to the game at that point.
Gotcha.
But it's going to be cool, and he was just he was at the stadium yesterday and mounting everything, and I just thought it was cool how it's the last season at Highmark and the first time they're going to be on something like that. So I thought it was pretty cool.
All right. Cool. Thanks, Dominic.
Yeah.
They've got a location in L.A., one in Inglewood. No, sorry. It's first venue is in Inglewood, second Dallas, and they've announced locations in Atlanta, Detroit, and Cleveland.
Okay. They look awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I would definitely like to just try it. But, yeah, they look – or I've seen how pricey they are.
Oh, really? Like, what is the attendance here? It's like $100 to go?
It's more than that, I think.
Really? Okay. Then I will. You probably will never see me in one of those.
Yeah. Thought I saw it's like the equivalent of buying a suite in a stadium.
Oh.
So.
No, thanks.
For, like, a game. Yeah, so it's pretty pricey, I think. But they look awesome. I'd like to do it once. Especially for, like, a Premier League game. Game that I don't have the opportunity to go to. For a Bills game, I just go to the Bills game. Owen's going to the Bills game tonight, right?
Yeah. Nice. I would like to consider making it illegal for Joe to ever bring up the Premier League.
Okay, I'd like to, fine.
I'd like to pass a law.
You can make that illegal. Fine. I will not talk about the Premier League. Let me tell you about what happened in the Champions League last night, everybody. Liverpool in the 92nd minute. Love it. It's very nice of them to let Atletico score in the 86th just to make them think that they could win it, only to rip their hearts away in the 92nd.
Mm.
There you go. Didn't talk about the Premier League.
If you want anybody out there, you want to know what is happening with Liverpool Football Club. Folks, do you know that thing where the Chiefs had a series of the 15 stupidest wins you've ever seen in your life?
Yep.
Liverpool has made that look silly with what they do every single game.
I know what you mean. They're just scoring goals at the end, and it's like the 06 Sabres out there right now. The cardiac kids.
Do you want to know Jackson Hall's snap percentage in the last game they had?
Against the Jets?
Yeah.
What was it?
47%. And he's probably only 19% against Baltimore because they're coming from behind.
Right. Although he made a catch when they were coming from behind.
He did. All right. Extendo Sports coming up. And whatever your flavor, join us, hang out. Busy show today. Let's recap. Do goalposts float?
Which we didn't get a concrete answer on.
No. Concrete does not float. I know that.
That definitely does not.
Is where somebody's going to say, actually, in a certain scenario. All right, we'll get to Extendo Sports and continue coverage as it's game day. It's basically the pregame show. It's underway here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.